tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
I will
rejoice
and be glad
in this day.
Yes.
This Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Happy Wednesday. Beautiful Wednesday. We call it. We declare it. We command this Wednesday to be Happy Wednesday. You know, the Bible says, have you come on your day? You ought to come on the killer of the day. You know, when the Bible says, have you come on your day? Did you tell the day what you expect? Mm-hmm. What do you expect? Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. You got to tell it. So this is Wednesday. Mm-hmm. This is the day that the Lord has made. No devil made this day. God made it. Everything God made is what? Good. Mm-hmm. I will experience good things today. Good things will find me. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. They will run me down, mm-hmm, according to the Bible. Mm-hmm. You know, good things will find me today. I will get good news today in my life. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. I walk in the comfort and the power of the Holy Spirit, which is the word of God in my life that abide in me. As David recognized the secret, David says, his word have I hid in my heart. The word is in my heart. David recognized the secret. David says, the word is a lamp and a light unto my path. David says, the word enters me. Hallelujah. The word comes into you. And then you have that peace, that joy, that confidence. You have everything that you need is in the Word of God.
Mm-hmm. And Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 2, then the Spirit entered me,
yeah,
when he spoke to me,
yeah,
and set me,
yeah,
on my feet.
Yeah.
And I heard him who spoke
I heard
to
voice.
Me.
Yes.
The voice behind the voice.
You can doubt that. Mm-hmm. This is it. Oh, we teach that. Mm-hmm. When you hear the voice behind the word, you can't doubt it. You can't doubt it. You cannot doubt it. But you got to hear the voice behind the word. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
God has given unto us every good gift, everything that is needed to live a life of godliness, everything that is needed to live a life of productivity, everything that is needed to live a life of health, of sound mindness, of power, of dominion. He has already given us all things. In Genesis chapter 1, he talks about creation, and it all has a seed within itself to be able to produce, to be able to multiply, to be able to prosper. And the Word of God is the seed. So the Word of God is in you. That's why the Bible says, train up a child in the way that they should go, and when they are old, they will not depart from it. Because what you're doing is you're depositing that seed. You're sowing that seed of the Word, and it takes hold. It roots, and they ain't going nowhere.
Yeah. As I want to encourage the family out there who tune in to us, God is real. Let me tell you. You might say God is real, yeah? Or okay, Pastor Beckford and Pastor Diana, we know God is real. But do you really experience the realness of God? There's one thing to just say it. There's another thing to experience the realness of God. My job on earth before I joined the Father in heaven is to do this, is to emphasize the realness of God, and that whoever I come in contact with experience that, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. You remember when the Lord spoke to me to, mm-hmm, buy Plaza One, mm-hmm, next door to the church.
Yep.
Young church.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. 2010. Mm-hmm. And we just have a young church.
The year of no limits.
Yes. And the congregation, mm-hmm, is small, mm-hmm, not wealthy, very small, mm-hmm, congregation. He says, buy that. When I talked to my church about it, it was so impossible. They're not going for it, mm-hmm, because we can't even handle what we got here. that's in their mind. It says, you know, we just got this church. We just came here in 2006. Mm-hmm. In 2006, we just got the church. And in 4 years mm-hmm. later, that plaza there, how could that be?
So this is what we're talking about is on Dixon Boulevard.
Yeah.
So Celebration Tabernacle Church is located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard. It's a freestanding building. Adjacent to 1010 Dixon Boulevard is 1046 Dixon Boulevard, which is a commercial shopping plaza. So prior to 2010, what was in that shopping plaza was a large bar that had been, I believe, in Cocoa since the 1950s. And the plaza itself was run down and such. The parking lot was a mess. And the owner of the building at the time was very hostile towards the church, didn't even want people parking in empty parking spaces on a Sunday morning for church if our church parking lot got too full. Parking spaces that wouldn't have been otherwise occupied in the
plaza. That place was empty back there. And broken down and run down.
So the previous owner will be barking about the park is all. So that's the same now, the same place that God tells Pastor Bedford to go into the marketplace.
Yeah, watch this. That's what we're talking about here in the what? The voice behind the word. Come on, somebody mm-hmm. out there. Mm-hmm. So when... You remember when the church, because you were there, mm-hmm. said, no way.
Yep.
And I started, I was about to question it, whether I should do it or not. And then God spoke. I can do it.
With many, or I can do it with few. Which one are you?
The voice mm-hmm. where? Behind the word. Mm-hmm. The voice where? That what I just mm-hmm. says is the word. The yep. word of God. It is written. Mm-hmm. He just showed me. And then when I read that, I heard him speaking. Mm-hmm. I can do it with many, or I can do it with few. Mm-hmm. Which one are you? Mm-hmm. Are you among the many? Mm-hmm. Because you can either be among the many, mm-hmm. or you can be among the few. At that time, I was among the few. Woo, I got mm-hmm. it. I mm-hmm. heard what? The voice behind the word. Mm-hmm. You got to hear God's voice. And when you hear God's voice, you can't doubt it. You won't doubt it. You will never, 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 never doubt it. And I was off and running.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. And that was at a time where the church was not financially able.
Able.
And impossible. The people in the church were grumbling some and complaining, thinking, oh, our tithe money is going to buy a business.
Yeah.
That tithe money was not even enough to rent a space in the building, let alone buy the whole property.
Say it again. You couldn't even rent a space in there. Are you kidding me?
And nobody had the foresight to realize that eventually the marketplace ministry was what was supporting the church.
Yeah.
When people said, oh, my $2, my $5. No, you can't do nothing with that. So God had prepared the ministry beforehand to be able to create a stream of income.
Yeah, come on, revenue.
Revenue in order to sustain the ministry.
So it can't fail.
Yes.
Because anything God tells you cannot fail.
And there was no, when we say there was no money, there was no money. It's not like there was multi-million dollars in accounts and Pastor and Pastor Kim are just scrolling through, what can we buy today? No, it was God said it, and there was no way humanly possible to do it.
That's why we know. So that's why we encouraging mm-hmm. you to listen to the voice of God. Mm-hmm. How do you hear it? When you read that word, you hear the voice.
Mm-hmm. And the scripture that Pastor was referencing is in 1 Samuel chapter 14, verse 6.
Yeah.
The last part of verse 6 says, for nothing restrains the Lord from saving by many or by few.
I heard. So I heard the voice. I can do it with
many
or I can do it with
few.
Based upon that scripture.
Mm-hmm. Which one are you? That was the provoking of the Holy Spirit. Which one are you?
Which one are you? So that's how he talks to you, friends. Through the word. You heard his voice. John chapter 10 says 27. John chapter 10, verse 27. Am I talking to our family this morning, encouraging you to be confident in the Lord is real?
My sheep hear my voice, and yeah. I know them, yeah. and they follow me.
Yeah.
And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Oh. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand.
That's mean a big hallelujah.
My Father who has given them to me is greater than all.
Yeah.
And no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand.
Come on.
I and my Father are one. And what was the response of the Jews in verse 31?
Yeah.
Then the Jews took up stones again to stone them.
Yeah. Listen here, guys. That I've been studying all the Bible, you know. It's so sweet to study. And there was one, Jesus was talking one day to the Jews, and when Jesus asked him a question, Dan, you will read it. He says, okay, which one of these are you accusing me of? Mm-hmm. Good work?
Yeah, that's the next verse, verse 32. Yeah. Jesus answered them, many good works I have shown you from my Father.
Yeah.
For which of those works do you stone me?
For?
Yeah. The Jews answered him, saying, for a good work we do not stone you,
come on.
But for blasphemy,
yeah.
and because you, being a man, make yourself God. Jesus answered them, is it not written in your law, I said, you are gods.
You're little gods. Yeah. I was having a field day with that diet. When Jesus looked back, I said, okay. So which one of them you go? I need to know, which work are you stoning me for? Are you stoning me for good work? Because Jesus never do bad work. He never had bad work. All the work of Jesus was what? Good. So Jesus just threw it at them. Can you think about that? Mm-hmm. And they said, no. We okay with the good work, but this is what we stole you for. We stole you because you say you are God.
Verse 39, though, says, therefore they sought again to seize him, but he escaped out of their hand. So that he escaped out of their hand. So when opposition comes, just know that there is a way of escape.
God love you, man.
Yes.
God love you. Be confident in God. Enjoy it. I hope you're enjoying. You enjoying us showing you the Word of God, because we have a mandate by God here on this radio program, WMIE, just to teach the Word, encourage the body. We are here to encourage the body of Christ and to become a blessing unto the body and to strengthen you. And so invite a friend to listen. Invite your neighbor to listen. Tell them, come on and listen every day on this radio show, this radio program. There just might be one word that will change your life forever.
Make Your Day Count airs in the Monday through Friday in the morning at 7:15 a.m. and again at 8:30 p.m. on 91.5 WMIE. If you're not by a radio during that time, you could go online and you can listen live on the 91.5 website. It's also on in the evening on 99.9 at 5 p.m. So we want to encourage you to come to Celebration Tabernacle. Meet us in person on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard. That's 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa. Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
Calling Christians to worship and the study of God's Word. This is today's Modern Worship on WMIE FM 91.5.
You are listening to the Morning Breath Podcast. Please enjoy today's show, hosted by Pastor Dan Stahlbaum.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the program. This is Morning Breath. We're a drive time devotion, sure to jumpstart your day. What we do is take a chapter of the Bible, read it, spend some time in the chapter, ask God to speak to our hearts. Then we come down to this studio here in the Merritt Island campus of East Coast Christian Center, read the chapter on the air, and then talk about wherever God leads us. It's a beautiful